Let's move on to car cruising then, because that's another big issue in the area. So certainly where I live, you can hear it on the 421 late at night, in the middle of the night. Maybe give us an update on what's happening with car cruising.
We've had a few successes in terms of cars seized and a few arrests being made as a result of car cruising. I think that's important because it sends a message to those who will cause trouble at car meets. Now, the meets themselves often aren't illegal, and so the police can't just go and break up one of those meets, but there may be activity that goes on there that we know is problematic, and it certainly causes an impact on residents. So there's certainly been good work actually with the council here. What's interesting is if you look over the border in Northamptonshire, they have some much more regulated car cruises, which will allow people who want to show off their cars and look at other people's vehicles. And you know, if you're a petrolhead and you're into that sort of thing, you know, good luck to you. They will organise those events, and they're properly supported and regulated by the police and licensed by the council. I think that could be a really good solution for Milton Keynes, because there will be lots of people who want to lawfully get together. They're behaving themselves. They're not causing any trouble. We need to focus on the people who are causing the issues, and I think the experience that we've seen elsewhere in places like Northamptonshire, that's a model that could really work. So I'd be really keen to work with some of those companies and Milton Keynes Council to make sure that actually we've got some licensed places where people can legally, lawfully demonstrate their vehicles, do so safely, and then we can filter out those people who are actually causing trouble and make sure that the police bear down on them.
So have you had any conversations yet with the council?
So I think there's some conversations taking place between Thames Valley Police locally and the council. I'll be interested to see how that progresses over the coming weeks and months, because I think that's a real opportunity. Every time we talk about this, I absolutely get the angst that it causes people. And it's not just here in Milton Keynes. I get it from lots of other places in Thames Valley, and you see it across the country. But I also see on social media people who make the point, well, you know, it's people just minding their own business, showing off their cars. Haven't the police got anything better to do? I think we need to get that balance to allow people to go about their lawful business and show off their vehicles if that's what they want to do, but do it in a way that's safe, that doesn't cause a nuisance to others, and focus on that small number of people who will be driving dangerously, who will be creating a nuisance, or will be perhaps involved in other areas of criminality. And I think the model that we've seen work elsewhere, if we can replicate that here, it allows the police to really identify who the troublemakers are and focus on